We just learned that they have euthanized Peanut,
And the raccoon as
and the
well.
raccoon as well. I am so sorry. This must be really difficult for you.
It not only tears my family apart, but Peanut was the cornerstone of our nonprofit animal rescue. And 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my house for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was sat there like a criminal. After they interrogated my wife to check out her immigration status.
Here we go, lads. This might be our 9/11 Hillary Clinton being thrown into the back of a van like a slab of beef, rotting, smelling beef, leaving her shoe on the sidewalk. We might have just come to that moment in this election cycle where New York City scumbags raided a dude's house to kill a pet squirrel. This is all anybody's talking about today, and rightly so. It completely explains how utterly dysfunctional our society has become under these batshit crazy, mentally ill, lefty, goofball, ugly people. That's what's going on over here. Right? You soy orbitals, you roundheads, you ugly bitches of the left-hand side. You have been utilized by the deep state, by the oligarchy, by big government, globalism, in order to completely destroy how our society works. So you've got New York, it's completely full of illegal aliens that are beating up cops and then being released immediately from jail. Oh yeah, we can't arrest them, they're illegal. Hold on, what? Yeah, what do you want us to do? That illegal alien over there is illegal, so we can't, like, arrest them. Yeah, but they robbed that place, which is why the police were called. Then when the police showed up, they beat up the cops. Yeah, I mean, they're illegal. What do you want us to do? Holy balls. Arresting them would be racism. But they got a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of resources, a lot of manpower, a lot of they-them power to go kill a squirrel and a raccoon. I shit you not. This is insane. Here's the Gateway Pundit. And let me slide that bad boy over a little bit. At least 10 Democrat New York State authorities. You needed 10 of them. You needed 10. That's where all your money's going, by the way. Raid home of caretaker who raised orphan squirrel since birth, the beloved social media star Peanut. Seized and then murdered. Quote, officers raided my house as if it was as if I was a drug dealer. No, brother, they didn't raid your house as if you were a drug dealer. If you were a drug dealer, they'd be fine. That's the problem with everything going on. You selling drugs in New York, you ain't going to get raided. No, they're fine with that. Carjacking, grand theft auto, attempted murder, setting places on fire. Everything is A-OK in New York. Unless, of course, you're Donald Trump. And you want some dumpy bitch to sign an NDA. And you put it in the wrong TurboTax box. Well, that's the crime going to rip the shit out of you. But yeah, no, you're selling drugs, that's fine. Selling drugs or having squirrels over here, no. So, it's, here you go. In a heartbreaking story, Peanut the squirrel and a raccoon, beloved social media star and household companion, were seized and euthanized by New York Department of Environmental Conservation. What are you conserving? Nothing, really. We're just murdering people and their pets. So this guy over here found this baby squirrel, raised it up, turned it his pet squirrel. It's been on social media for 10 years. 10 years. He's got 500,000 followers over here on TikTok or some stupid fucking shitty platform. Who knows, boys? But Peanuts Freedom Farm and Animal Sanctuary. And yeah, we can't have that. We can't have that. That thing might have diseases, guys, right? We don't know what kind of diseases that thing might have. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you care so much about diseases. What about these people? Unfettered, wide open border that you told me was not open, then said, fine, it is open, but it's Blump's fault. Don't worry. Our border czar will get onto it. Oh, wait, Cackles, this goofball bitch over here was never our border czar. But by the way, the border is the most secure border it's ever been, except that it's completely blown out, but that's Donald Trump's fault. elect us and we'll fix the border that we've been in charge of, destroyed for the last 3 years. Part of me is like, I don't want anything to get fixed at this point. I think an absolute collapse of this place is pretty much what we deserve. And those of us with testosterone and pioneering attitude will just create out of the ashes. This is, we got a lot of real stupid fucking morons in this country, boys. Gotta kill that squirrel. That squirrel might have whooping cough and avian flu. I don't know what any of these people have. Maybe we should test these people. All the people who wanted to make sure and force you into an experimental injection or ruin your life if you didn't want to get an experimental injection, all wildly quiet about these people not having any injections, by the way. I mean, shit, that works. They don't have those. Yeah, they don't have measles, mumps, or rubella. But yeah, you guys are awfully quiet about that. But what has been sparked, by the way, is just people are done. They're like, holy balls, this fucking government's insane. Letting in illegal aliens, destroying our local neighborhoods, crime's through the roof, and then the fucking idiot lefties go, crime's down, crime's down. Crime's not down, idiots. Crime's through the fucking roof. Everybody knows this. The FBI finally forced to acknowledge what everybody recognized was a stupid thing to say, crime is down. Here you go. Arresting illegals? Nah. Arresting rapists? Nah. Arresting murderers? Nah. We ain't got time for that. But Democrats will kill a squirrel. Will kill a squirrel. That's Elon Musk. Democratic Party priority list. And this is what people are noticing. People are seeing. People are done with. People are done with. There's only one way to fix our society. It's to vote Donald Trump. Donald Trump, people have been tweeting this out. He's well beaten Kamala Harris. It's now about beating election fraud. And so we need to overcome all of that, and then we need to go arrest some people. Now, in New York City, San Francisco, Oakland, some of these Democrat-run strongholds, Portland, you're not going to be able to rescue those places, but you can. You can hand out, like confetti, a whole bunch of pardons to any testosterone beasts who defend themselves in these areas and make it known that, yeah, no, we're done. We're done cowering to murderers and rapists. No, it's fine to shoot these idiots in self-defense, of course. And if you're in Portland or California or in these Democrat-run shitholes, well, you'll just get a federal pardon. We'll helicopter you out of the place because the Democrats' heads are in the wrong place. They care more about criminals, illegal alien criminals, than American citizens. And they're busy killing squirrels. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support and chatting. Keep up to date with Democrats being shitheads. Hit that subscribe button and make a way because the salt must flow.